get ready for Unpaid Overtime with Rambin.
Go full Costanza on ya.
And Boner.
Pure entertainment, not good entertainment.
Oh. This is lucky number 7 of the podcast, Unpaid Overtime.
Ah, very nice. 7 episodes.
Yeah, buddy.
And I predict this will be yet another one filled to the brim with crap that only interests you and me.
And there may be one.
Like all good podcasts.
That's right. You just start talking, and if some people decide that that's what they're feeling at that particular moment, they'll enjoy it. You know, I told right. you last week about the TV show that's on Hulu right now. It's called Only Murders in the Building. It's Steve Martin, Martin Short, and Selena Gomez. Mm-hmm. I highly, highly recommend it. But anyway, within it, the characters of Martin Short, Steve Martin, they worship this other podcaster. And it's a real-life, real-crime podcaster played by Tina Fey. And while they're meeting with her, she's getting a call from a sponsor who decides to spend $30,000 on her podcast. So similar to last week when we were trying to get our own beer, and it's been a full week now and no one has approached us on a Boner beer or a Rambin Blonde Ale, how do we get a $30,000 sponsor to the Unpaid Overtime podcast?
That's really aiming high, $30,000.
Yeah.
You know, we may want to start like a little lower.
30?
You're like $30.
$30.
Then we'll go from there. Then we can move up to like $35. Maybe one day work our way up to, you know, $100.
Ooh.
Something like that.
Each?
Right.
Or do we have to split?
No, we split that.
Oh, okay.
It's not 100 each. I mean, what's wrong with you?
You're crazy.
It's the unpaid overtime, not highly paid overtime.
No.
It's wrong. No.
I'm sorry. So, I didn't read the email. Yeah.
Well, probably best. So the other day, and while I'm talking about high finance deals, you and I went to see the Rush movie, mm-hmm. Cinema Strangiato. And I had looked it up, and you looked it up too.
I did correct? Look it up. I did read the email in that particular case.
And it specifically said that, you know, it was $5.
$5.
And I'm like, dude, $5? I'll cough up $5. I mean, I'll have to move some money around, you know, that kind of thing, which I did successfully, borrowed, you know, here and there. But I got up to that $5. And so you and I met at the theater on Thursday night, and we go up to buy the tickets. And how much were they?
$16 and change.
Yeah, like $16.49. I'm like, well, what happened to $5? And the, you know, the kid working there, he's like,
What I suspect that happened is that if you notice, they had two auditoriums. They had Auditorium 2 right. and they had Auditorium 3. And I think.
Was that the $5 auditorium?
I think Auditorium 2 sold out at $5 right. a pop. And so they had overflow. And of course, we did not get our tickets until we showed up at 14 minutes till 7 to do the Rush R40 Cinema Strangiato.
Well, either way, I'm like $16.49. And we were sitting there before it started, and I'm like, look, man, in the 80s, I paid less than $16.49 to actually see Rush, to go to an actual Rush concert more than once. Like, I've probably paid like $13-14 a couple of times. $16 to see them on video at the movie theater?
Yeah, but like, come what? On. Come on. Did you enjoy them while sitting yeah. and reclining in a plethora of pleather?
No, it was fun, and I did thoroughly enjoy it, but still, I couldn't help but laugh, you know, can't believe I actually paid $16 to see a movie about a concert that I've already seen. Mm-hmm. This is silly. But either way, it was great. And, you know, I did thoroughly enjoy it. And
I enjoyed it as well. In fact, I know that Thursday night was a particularly difficult night for you because you were balancing the fact that, A, you're a big Rush fan, and this is showing one night and one night only in Chattanooga. And then also the 2021 football season with Thursday night football with the Buccaneers playing the Cowboys. So it was a right. tough decision. So what did you do? You split that baby right down the middle.
Damn right.
You are wiser than Solomon.
I made it home. I mean, basically, I missed the first quarter. Mm-hmm. Technically, that's what I would have missed. All right. So I get home and I come in and I see the wife and I'm like, you know, she's like, did you have fun? I'm like, yeah, you know, it was really cool. You know, the Bucks are on now. So I got to go do a quick wardrobe change and then, you know, fire up the Bucks game. And so I come back and I get on the computer, you know, when I've got the Xfinity thing on the computer, I can watch TV and, you know, whatever right here on my computer. So I fired up and wouldn't work.
Oh, no.
Yeah, dead. Not happening. Couldn't watch anything on there. I'm like, well, what if I change the channel? Is it just this one? No, didn't work. I'm like, all right, fine. I can watch it on my phone. So I pull up it on phone. Did that work? No, of course it didn't. So I'm irritated at that point and finally had to go through some alternative channels that we cannot discuss. Finally got to watch, you know, pretty much I missed the first half by the time all of this went on, and I kept trying and trying and trying, and it didn't work. So I got to watch the second half, which I guess was okay, you know, but.
Well, I got to tell you, Boner.
Hang on here. You got to see this. Hold on.
Okay. We are holding on. This is the moment within the unpaid overtime, all right, so where we wait.
I told you I had to do a quick wardrobe change.
Yes.
I got this for my birthday back in February. Hadn't put it on other than to try it on. Here it is.
Look at you, little yeah. Brady.
Got my Tom Brady Buccaneer jersey. But cheers. Right there with the Super Bowl we won and your team didn't thing.
Yeah.
Right there. See that?
I see that. You don't have to use your middle finger to point at it. Thank you very much.
No, it helps me. Mm. So anyway, yeah, a quick wardrobe change, threw that on, watched the second half. There we go. Game over, took it off.
As well you should. I mean, I lost money on that game. I knew that the Buccaneers were going to win, and I had them by 13 to 16 points. That was the bet I right. made. On BetMGM, you can use my bonus code RAMBIN. RAMBIN. I did right. not think that it was
but
going to...
But as you can see, everyone that goes on there loses. So another
wait
possibility...
a minute!
Another possibility might be that you go yes. to use the FanDuel app and use promo code BONER.
Oh, really? How did you do on Thursday night?
I did not bet. I try not to bet on the Bucks.
Really?
Yeah, I don't like to.
Okay.
I don't know. It's more of a superstitious thing. Even when I know good and damn well that they're going to win. 100%. I know it.
So you knew that they were going to win Thursday night. Did you expect it to be that close?
No, I didn't expect, a two-point, you know, win or whatever, you know, with 2 seconds left, field goal.
Yeah, 31-29.
So I would have probably taken more points on that like you did. Mm-hmm. I would have, and I would have lost too. So, which is, again, why I try never to bet on my team. It just never works out well. In fact, I thought about putting a bet down on my USF Bulls when they played on Saturday, and they played the Florida Gators. First time the Gators have ever been in Tampa. So the first time ever, the Bulls, we got Florida Gators finally after 150 years or whatever. And, but my USF Bulls got their ass kicked the week before, you know, 45-0. And I saw that the line on this game was the Gators by like 29. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, shh. And I told my wife even before the game, I'm like, if I had $1,000, I would put all of it down on the Gators to completely destroy them. They should win by at least 60. And I told you that last week.
Yeah.
That, oh, dude, at least probably win by 65. And that didn't happen.
No.
You know, they if I had bet that game, I would have lost that too. All $1,000 that I don't have. So, you know, it's a good thing I didn't do it.
This is coming from the same man who had to move money around to get that $5 ticket to the Rush movie.
Right. Yeah. But I told you I don't have $1,000. That's why I said, honey, if I had $1,000, I would put it all down on that. But I don't, because I spent our last four seeing Rush and then borrowed a dollar. And then went in the hole another 11.
And because then bought it two cost beers.
More than I thought.
Yeah.
Well, I had to have beers. Yeah. They had beer there.
Yeah, movie theaters with beer. Yep. That is awesome.
And I was telling my buddy about it before we went. Mm-hmm. I'm like, man, I'm trying to decide whether I want to do this because the Bucks are on and whatever. He's like, well, you know, it's only, you know, it's one night only. I'm like, I know. And the place has beer. And he's like, all right, hang on. The theater has beer? I'm like, well, yeah, they got a bar. So, yeah, they got beer. He's like, dude, there's no discussion here. You've just made the point. Of course you should go. I'm like, all right, fine. I guess I'll go.
So the final score.
I don't know. I have no idea. I don't remember.
31-29, Buccaneers over the Cowboys.
Right.
And I went on to lose more money on Sunday because the Saints played the Packers. And I thought it was going to be like the Bucks Cowboys game between the Saints and the Green Bay Packers. That's what I thought.
Actually bet the Packers and take the points or something?
No. I bet the Saints by 3.
Oh.
I bet the Saints by 3. And unfortunately, I should have bet the Packers would only score 3 because it was 38-3 Saints.
Whipped mine ass.
Oh, my goodness.
I even heard that Jameis Winston. Mm-hmm. Was going back to throw a pass and it was covered and he threw the ball away.
That did happen.
Which, if you have ever seen him play with the Bucs, that never once happened.
No.
If he was covered, he's like, that's it. I'm definitely throwing it there. And then, you know, interception. Then, mm-hmm. then he leads the league in interceptions. So I was happy to see him go. So at least somebody talked. After it took him 7 NFL seasons to figure that one out. If it's really questionable, just throw it away. 7 years it took him. Not bad. Could have been 8.
I'm glad he's doing it with the Saints right now.
Yeah, I hate him with a passion.
And Drew Brees, he was doing college football on Saturday. He was doing some of the color commentating on, I can't remember which game he was doing. It was not a game that I watched over the weekend. LSU won over the weekend, so it was a pretty happy weekend for my wife, Michelle, who really... She's the one who made all these notes about football for me.
Maybe I should be doing a podcast with her.
You know, eventually.
Not the betting champ of, wait, no.
No, I think because we talked Maybe about
we
this.
Maybe we should give our picks.
Yeah, we can have Michelle's picks. Well, I think she would have agreed with me on both of those cases that the Buccaneers.
I probably would too.
Yeah, because we did not expect that game to be that close, and we did not expect the blowout to happen.
But there's nothing like a surprise blowout that goes your way.
Oh,
I love those.
Those are wonderful. And by the way, I went ahead and placed a $10 bet on the Saints to win the Super Bowl.
You must hate money.
It's 10 bucks. I mean, I spent more on that on a Rush movie. So that $10 could turn into, like, I think 450 bucks. I think that's what the line is.
Sure. Could.
It could. That $16.49 right. has turned into zero, nothing but good memories between me and my pal Boner.
It could. Sure. And my car could magically be fixed and turn into a Ferrari.
You still having trouble with the old Boner truck?
Yeah, well, we'll see. I think I'll find out where we're at tomorrow. Try not to think about that because I don't want to.
But going back to the Rush Cinema Strangiato, a lot of great things. I read some reviews about it after I went to go see it. And a lot of people were... diehard Rush fans, they were like, they hated the filler They hated all of the in-between stuff. And that was sort of the things that I really liked, because there were a lot of Rush songs. I mean, you kept leaning over. You ever heard that one before? And I mean, 70% of the music I had not heard. Of course, I know Tom Sawyer, as every living human being on the face of the planet knows Tom Sawyer. But I know Red Barchetta. And there were a couple other songs, and I'm sorry, it escapes me right this minute. But the second half of the movie had more of the music that I was aware of, because it was later in their career.
That tour, and at least the way I remembered it, was that they started out going way back, you know, to the beginning, you know, and kind of going through their career through the years. And and so, yeah, and I had figured that the further we got, the more music you would probably, you know, recognize and all of that.
Well, even at the intermission, and they showed the old drive-in movie theater, let's go out to the lobby, let's go out to the lobby.
Yeah.
Are you old enough to know that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You do remember that. Okay, good.
Well, I was tiny, you know, back when they had drive-ins, but
shut up. But when they had, what do they call themselves? I mean,
that's back when they first invented cars and they were just looking for a place to go in them.
It was.
What if we could watch a movie and sit in the car?
Let's see. There was the, what did they call themselves? Because they're all dressed up and they look sort of like Tweedledee and Tweedledum. And they do a
goofy costumes, and it was hilarious.
It was bluegrass version of Tom Sawyer.
Banjo and all, you know, which of course was them in these goofy costumes. And the funny thing is that I understand the Rush fans not digging a lot of that stuff, except for the part that's what happens at a Rush show. You know, for the last few years, they've taken breaks. You know, they're like, all right, you know, there was an intermission and then they show all this crap, you know, on the screen. And this is what, you know, you got to see. So it wasn't like, you know, the lights come on and you have time to go get a beer and all of that. You know, they showed all this stuff and it was fun. Gave you something to do for a little bit. And then the band comes back out and does the second half of the show. So maybe they were just, well, good. We could skip all that crap and, you know, just get on with the Rush show.
But I thought some of the interviews were fascinating. I mean, they had Tom Morello of Rage Against the Machine, he and his wife sitting there. And I mean, I think it's really cool to hear Tom Morello say one of the things that attracted him to his wife was the fact that she was a Rush fan. And to find a female Rush fan, as they said in the interview, was quite amazing.
Right.
And what Tom said about that, Taylor Hawkins, the drummer for Foo Fighters. I mean, his eyes were basically glazing over talking with Neil Peart. It's just amazing to see people that I would fanboy over fanboying over someone else. And that is really cool.
Yeah, but Neil's like the king of all drumming wise that there is. So that everyone should be like, I don't care who you are. You should all be. And that's not exactly true, because there's obviously some really great drummers out there. But still, the other 99.9% of us, we worship the ground that Neil walked on.
Yeah, in fact, Taylor had written on his drum kit at the VMAs, which I did not see, but I read the story on Odyssey.com. I read the story that he had R.I.P. Charlie Watts on his drum kit, and I thought that was pretty cool. That's great. And hopefully people who were watching the MTV Video Music Awards will remember Charlie Watts, and they will also remember Neil Peart. Now, one of the songs that they sang in the concert of Cinema Strangiato was a weird one that was introduced by one of your favorite comedy shows, the Trailer Park Boys.
Yeah, that was a great little bit that they had in there. I thought that was pretty cool.
They did that right before it, and then it was a song. And again, I'm sorry that I have come to the podcast unprepared, but it was a repeat of a lot of songs that ended with the syllable eight. Wasn't it congregate, masturbate,
animate?
Yeah.
Yeah,
you had everybody from Jason Segel and Paul Rudd in there. You had Peter Dinklage from Game of Thrones. You had the Trailer Park Boys in there as well. A lot of people that were on the big screen while they were doing this song.
Yeah, that was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
The way that they actually, I mean, and that's the way they did it live, apparently.
Yeah.
It was really pretty cool. You know, I know I saw that tour. I don't remember, you know, that.
But you don't remember it from actually being there. Thank God you had $16.49 to refresh your memory.
Well, you know, look, dude, I've probably seen Rush 10, 15 times. I can't remember what happened at all of these shows. I don't know.
By the way, at the very end, after you had gone and they did their last song, they go off stage. Of course, everybody wants an encore, 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 encore. And they show Eugene Levy of Schitt's Creek. He's out there doing his Don Kirshner's rock concert guy, Rockin' Mel. And he goes, we hope these guys that are three guys, and we hope they get more because you really can't have a rock band with three guys. Ladies and gentlemen, Rush. And all of these are Canadians, is another thing that I noticed. Jason Segel, Paul Rudd, Trailer Park Boys, all of those are Canadians,
right?
And they are all supporting Neil and Alex and Getty.
I'm glad that, you know, you made it out. I'm glad that we were able to do that because that was very cool.
Well, as we wrap things up, we always take a look at what we are watching on the streaming services, Boner. Have you picked up anything of late?
I started watching the new season of Money Heist.
What? There's a new season of Money Heist? Yeah. Did you get the email?
Yes.
I did not,
but there is one. There's a new season.
Okay, so they're on their fourth season right now.
No, apparently this is five.
What?
I know.
Wait.
I'm like, well, wait, did I see four? I must have seen four, because if they had it, I saw it.
I'm going to have to go back. I'm going to have to check out season four to make sure that I did watch it. So now you're saying there is a fifth season.
Yeah, there's five, and I started on episode two. I got about 10 minutes into it before the podcast tonight.
I did not mean to interrupt your Money Heist binging.
No, I know. I'm going to have to get back to it. I'm thinking carve out some time, you know, during work tomorrow. Seems like the best option.
Maybe while Bitch Raley's doing the sports, you're watching Money Heist season five, episode two.
Carve out some during the work day. The boss will call, you know, hey, what are you doing? Working my ass off. I don't have time to talk. What's wrong with you? You know, okay, call me later. God, you know, and then I hang up and put it back on. No, that's exactly how you do it, man. I know how to do it.
Teach me your ways, O Boner.
And you have to actually get mad when that happens.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's the key.
I'm angry all the time, so they don't take that as...
But then you have to take it up a notch. Whatever the level is, then you got to go further. Your regular thing, if that's just yelling, now you have to throw stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, you really got, you got to take it up. You got to, son of a bitch, you know, and whip something across the room. You know, really drive home that, you know, you don't have time to talk right now. And then they go, let me know if you need anything.
Money Heist.
And then they leave. You fire up Money Heist. That's how things are done, man.
Okay.
I will learn you the ways.
Oh, let's see. Did you happen to watch any of the shows that I suggested, The Defeated?
Oh, yeah. No.
But you'll enjoy
it. You did mention one that there was, I think you called it a booby-filled movie.
Yeah.
No, so I'm interested. What would that be?
Yes. What if, and I'm thinking this is what happened when a bunch of millennials got in a room. They said, guys, before I do this, hand me my kale salad. Okay, thank you. What if we take Alfred Hitchcock's Rear Window and we turn it into softcore porn?
Okay.
And that's exactly what you'll get on Amazon Prime right now if you watch the movie The Voyeurs.
The
V-O-Y.
I know how you spell voyeur. I've been charged.
But it's more than one.
The voyeurs. I've been arrested for that. I know what the charges are. And I did see that it was on Amazon Prime, and I went, huh, voyeurs.
Yeah.
Could be interesting.
And
but it didn't say in the description. Booby-filled movie about who cares.
Yes. That's all you need to know.
Booby-filled movie. Doesn't matter what it's about.
Mm-mm. The voyeurs.
I will put that in my
So anything else you ran across?
Nope.
Nope. That's it. Okay. Nope. Money heist.
Nope.
That's
nope. Money heist. So I got money heist there, which will be followed by booby filled movie, The Voyeurs. Excellent.
Speaking of booby, I do have to, you know, we started, I think, the last couple of podcasts with some memes that we've shared to each other. My buddy Anthony, he just posted on Facebook. He goes, "I am sometimes amazed at the diversity of individual people. I am reminded of this as I read the rear window of the man with the 'With God, all things are possible' bumper sticker and the 'Boobies Make Me Smile' stickers proudly displayed." Welcome to the South.
I got one earlier. It says, "I could play Stairway to Heaven when I was 12. Jimmy Page didn't actually write it until he was 22. I think that says quite a lot. Like, all right.
Yeah, suck Kamala it, Jimmy Harris Page.
There's a picture of her. Somebody sent me another one. Says Kamala Harris has been instructed to stop answering all of her phone calls with, 'Did he die?' Then it goes on, you know, she explains. So I'm just very concerned with his health.
Yeah.
You know, on and on. Blah, blah, blah. Anyway, that's the crap I got today. Actually, I got a few more today. There's one of a baby with a little square of paper. Mm-hmm. On sticking out his tongue with a little square of paper. It says, "My son wanted to go to Disneyland. With my underpaid job, he will have to settle for this."
It's a small world after all.
Yeah, and then there's another one. This may be the best of all. It says, "Most of these young people will never know the beautiful voice of Luciano Pavarotti, but the picture is Ron Jeremy." Looks like he's singing. His mouth open. Oh. That's not Pavarotti.
No, it's not.
There you go. There's the shit that I got today.
And we are so happy that we got to share it with you today. Hopefully there will be an episode 8. Tune in next week to find out if there is. Boner, hasta whatever. Luego.
Yeah, whatever. Fine. I don't care.